to Muscle Girls, Inc., presented by RxMuscle.com. You are about to hear two of the smartest and sexiest IFBB pros tell it like it is. Here are your hosts, Colette Nelson and Chrissy Chin.
Welcome to the ninth episode of Muscle Girls, Inc. My name is Colette Nelson, IFBB professional bodybuilder, and I am joined by my ultra-sexy, three-week-out-and-dying IFBB pro figure competitor, Chrissy Chin, over there in California.
Hey.
You're dying.
I know. I have to apologize to everyone right now if I sound a little like I'm in a brain fart stage during this radio show today. So I apologize ahead of time.
Yeah, so she's slurring her words. She's not drunk. She's just dieted and depleted and wants to to move along. Well, you know, Chrissy, this past weekend was a little nutty. Again, Dave and his maniacal mission to get the word out about RX Muscle and Species. So we were out in Boston at the New England Jay Cutler Classic out there in right there in the heart of Boston at this John Hancock Theater. So, of course, the dream is, you know, let's get up at 6 in the morning, drive there, and then drive home. So that's what we do. We, like, get up, oh, God, and everybody's burnt out, you know. I mean, we're all going on, like, no sleep, and, you know, we're jammed in the car, and we actually made it there in insane record time. Dave tends to drive a little fast, but, you know, so do I, so I have nowhere to even go with that. But the funny thing is we get in the back seat. It's me and Jeff, the producer, and Sean Andros, Dave's assistant, and then Dave driving the car, and then Jeff puts on a seatbelt, Chrissy, in the back seat. Is that cute or what, Chrissy?
Jeff, you're so cute.
He puts 20,000
a hundred and I said, Jeff, are you putting on your seatbelt? He's like, dude, I heard about Dave's driving. You know what I mean? It was so adorable. And then, like, on the way home, like, Jeff, I got to tell you this, because this stuck with me, like, all night.
Uh-oh.
This is genius right here. No, Jeff is genius. Pure genius. Jeff, the producer, is pure genius. He goes, you know, why don't we open up a gym and listen to this, Chrissy. And this is, I guarantee you someone is going to do this now that I'm saying it. Open up a gym called Kitty Cat Fitness. Now, you think this sounds a little fruity, right? But listen to this. The catchphrase is, Kitty Cat Fitness, no pussies allowed.
I like it.
Only cats. You get it? Like, you know how you're a cool cat? Come on, Chrissy.
I like it.
How cool is that? No pussies allowed. I love this. I'm like, Jeff, this is pure genius. It's pure genius.
You've got some ideas.
No, the guys, I'm blue. And then, of course, when you get 3 hours into a car ride, you always start talking the sex talk, Chrissy. And I mean, what came out? We just laid it on the line with the sex talk. I mean, Dave.
I missed it.
You did miss it. I mean, Dave's head's bobbing up and down. He's totally out cold. And we are just, I mean, we're talking everything from, like, crazy stuff, like, I don't even know. Chrissy, dental dams. I mean, what is that? I mean, we just started talking about who uses those. I got to ask, Chrissy, has anybody ever used a dental dam?
Not that I know of, have you?
No, I mean, where do you even buy these things? You know what I mean? Is there like a website? I don't know. It got out of control.
Listen, I'm going on your next car road trip.
Oh, yeah, you do. It gets definitely good. I mean, we were wired by the time we got home.
So you guys had a great time in Boston?
Yeah, it was good. It was very good. We sold a lot of product. We met a lot of people. It was a lot of fun over there.
Awesome.
What about you over there?
I drove down to San Diego this weekend, and a really good friend of mine, Marisa de Guzman, who's also a IFBB figure pro, she had a posing clinic. So she throws these posing clinics every now and then to help first-timers, amateurs, and pros with their posing and presentation for their show. So I got to spend some time at the clinic, and then we had a little sushi afterwards, so I had a great time, and practiced a little bit on my presentation, getting ready for the show coming up in a few weeks.
Because you always look very good on stage, Chrissy. You have a very good stage presence.
Thank you.
And I think
it always feel a little better.
Yeah, no, and that means so much, because there's nothing worse than just looking at, you can see the winner sometimes. You know, you have to just believe it, and that comes with just like practice and knowing your body and how you twitch. You know what I mean? You know how your body just looks a certain way. Like, you ever look at Paris Hilton? She knows how to look at that camera. It's always a good look, you know.
Mm-hmm. You just have to find what works for you and what looks good for you, because everybody's body's a little different. Yeah. You know?
Well, today is going to be another great show, Chrissy. We have, you know, one of my favorites and just kind of legends in the sport. Yolanda Hughes is going to be with us today. And, you know, she has an interesting perspective on life, and she's seen things from the 80s to the 90s to now, and leaving bodybuilding and finding something else to bring her happiness. And I think it's a nice outlook, you know, on where bodybuilding can take you. There's life after bodybuilding.
Oh, absolutely. And then we also have on our show today the beautiful Juliana Malacorn from Brazil. So for those of you who don't know her, if you look at her body, you would wonder, wow, how can you put together such a beautifully put together, you know, her muscle belly, like everything, she has beautiful lines, and she's a real sweetheart. So I look forward to having her on the show today also.
That's going to be a good one. And of course, we can't go without saying how much we, you know, appreciate and love our sponsors. ALRI Industries are believing in us and sponsoring what we're doing. We love their products. You guys are always coming out with new stuff. I can't say enough about them. Anything new that's going on over there? You guys are busting your ass over doing?
Yeah. Arthur's been super, super busy. Like, he's on point. So we actually had Pornstar hit our Cali warehouse
Past
week. So you guys should be getting that shortly.
Yeah, and Arthur's coming out here, Chrissy. I think he's coming out, Jeff.
I know. Is it Friday? He is visiting you.
Yes, this is going to be exciting, Chrissy. I'll have stories to tell you on our next radio show.
I look forward to hearing.
You know, I will. There's going to be one at least. You know, there's definitely going to be one.
Yeah, so he'll tell you more about the product releases that we're having coming up. Is right behind Pornstar, we have Comatose and also Poison, which is coming as a box set. So that's another exciting project that's ready to hit within a couple weeks.
And then I just want to thank amysconquestagain.com for their support.
Colette, let's roll into our Did You Knows. And remember, at Muscle Girls, Inc., continue to go places that other internet radio shows don't want to go.
That's exactly right.
So having said that...
I love that. These are good ones this week. These are good ones, Chrissy. These are good ones.
You like them?
These are on fire.
All right, I'll roll into our first ones. So, believe it or not, this gentleman in Belgrade, Serbia, he actually chopped off his finger with a hacksaw and ate it in order to protest over some wages that he said he haven't been paid for in years. So, okay, let me just tell you this, Colette. If I didn't get paid for my wages for, you know, a week, I would be upset. But let it go for years. But let me tell you, I would not chop off my finger and then eat it.
No, that wouldn't be the first choice. No, that's not my first choice. That's not what I'd be doing the first thing I'd know. It's amazing stuff right there.
But then he did say it hurt like hell.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what are you trying to do there? There's another way. There's got to be another way. You know,
there's another way to get your point across.
This is a good one, you know. This made me think every time I'm at the airport, and I think, how come they're investing? You know, they're going up and down, and this poor lady that's in a wheelchair. Like, how could she possibly be like a terrorist or doing something conniving? Uh-huh. Then you read this story, okay? This elderly man is arrested in Italy for smuggling cocaine in oranges. And he claims, okay, so what he does, he puts them in a suitcase. And he says, you know, I have to bring these oranges because I need to keep my vitamin C levels high. Sounds good, unless the C stands for cocaine. So he comes from the customs in Rome. He's a 76-year-old Dutchman. So here's exactly why you got to interrogate the poor lady in the wheelchair, you know? They find him smuggling 13 pounds, at 6 kilograms of cocaine in oranges, which actually has a street value of around $6.6 million here in the United States. So this is why you just don't know. So the next time, I guess I should shut my mouth, and I'm like, gosh, how come they're bothering that poor... Because it's the 76-year-old guy smuggling in oranges with cocaine in them.
But you have to give him credit. You know, he was kind of creative, saying he had to get his vitamin C in.
Yes, very creative. I'll tell you.
Our next one, when I read it, Colette, I started laughing because I remembered the story you told us about the guy that actually peed on someone on the airplane.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay, you know, so now when I fly, you know I'm watching, I make sure no one pees on me. And then I read this one, okay?
Right.
So a British woman, okay, she was consuming, so listen to this, prescription drugs, wine, and then liquid soap from the bathroom.
Excellent combination.
Then she decides to start a fight with the flight attendants, and it gets worse. So she fell to the floor. At one point, she fell to the floor, and she's, like, kicking and, you know, punching these flight attendants. And then they said that this woman actually began to, like, snapping like a dog, but she tried to bite the crew member's leg.
Wow. Never mix. I've said it before. Drugs, wine, Lavender soap, liquid soap. Not a good combination. Tends to make you do crazy things like biting people's legs.
If she didn't have the soap, she might have been all right.
Oh, my gosh. You know, this is what people do. This is one is, you know, these are the lengths that some women will go to get respect. Literally. So this woman, actually, she's from Australia. She's a council member. And she felt in order to be taken seriously by her other male colleagues, she would have her legs broken, stretched to become 3 inches taller. She's only 31 years old. She works for the Logan City Council in Queensland, Australia. And she was 5'4". And she felt as 5'4 is kind of, you know, considered a little short. And she basically paid $28,000 to surgeons and broke both of her legs. And now she... she was under 5'1". I'm sorry. She was 5'1", and now she's as tall as 5'4". So, I don't know, Chrissy. You think that's extreme?
No, I don't think I'll be paying someone $28,000 to break my legs.
No way, man, right? People.
Wow.
Hey.
Whatever makes someone happy, right?
That's exactly right. Who are we to judge, you know? Oh, my gosh.
And okay, so listen to this one. In Akron, Ohio, this is another strip club related event, because we had another Did You Knows without strip clubs. Remember the one that got the lady got beaten up with the stiletto heel?
Oh, yes. The old getting beaten up by the stiletto heel story again. Yep.
So this one, believe it or not, police had walked into this topless exotic dance club, and they actually had to take in custody a 14-year-old girl that was actually dancing topless at the strip club.
14 years old, Chrissy.
14 years old. I don't know where her parents are, but she was dancing topless in this place, and they had to take her into protective custody.
I mean, that's very reckless. I mean, you know, these places, though, I really hold these places accountable. They cannot do this to young kids. You've got to check these IDs. I mean, you know. I mean, look, some of these kids look older, but you got 14, Chrissy, right?
14. What grade is that? 14, wow.
What is that, 7th? Seventh or eighth? Yeah, that's way too young.
That's way too young, and you know that. You know, there's just no way you think she's 18, 19, 20. 14 is a very young age.
Well, speaking of seedy people, I'm just terrible. Let's talk about what's in the email bag. Not to say anything, but whatever. We do enjoy this segment because it keeps you and I just knowing that, hey, people love us in the world. Now, you know, Chrissy, my story is another phone call. Somehow my phone is circulating the internet. I've completely decided. But what do you got in the email bag? And I'll tell you what's in my phone bag. This is a good one.
Okay. Well, mine starts off with, "Dear Chrissy," and he was wondering if he could meet me, Clark, and to satisfy one of his biggest fetishes. So
really?
I hear fetishes. I'm like, so what could this be about? So he asked, "Can you please squish a hamster between your strong, beautiful, shapely, and muscular legs? I will pay you $2,000 if you will do this." He said, "If you want, we can practice on a gerbil for $500 if you like."
All right, Chrissy,
let me know.
Okay, are you being for real? You really got this email?
I really got this email, and
oh,
I can just say I am not having a furry rodent between my legs.
Oh my.
There is nothing. Pull it.
That's crazy.
There is no furry rodent going between my legs.
No, there's not. Everybody, I will tell you right now, it's not happening. Chrissy, I don't care. Chrissy's not doing it.
I was like, $2,000. I was like, wait, but it's a furry rodent.
No.
Uh-huh.
It was a stuffed animal? All right, we can talk. Is it real? You know what I mean? Oh my God.
He thinks a gerbil will be better for $500. I was like, no,
there
still
goes
furry
that
rodent.
Word gerbil again. You know what I mean? Things people do with gerbils. It's not right. All right, so Chrissy, here...
I'm ready for your phone call.
All right, I'm going to expose it, because if this person, what he's doing is totally bizarre. I'm getting this phone call, and it's so bizarre that it's even weirder than weird. Okay, it's the WB9, which is actually a station on television in New York, and they claim that he calls me up on the phone, and he's like, "Hey, I'm calling from WB9, and I'm like, "Wow, okay." And it was a 212 number. That's New York. And we're looking for someone. I've seen you do the She-Hulk thing with BarelyPolitical.com, and we're looking for somebody to play this role on one of our sitcoms. I'm like, "Well, which sitcom?" He says, "It's a new sitcom." It seemed a little strange, because, Chrissy, most people are a little more professional. But I wasn't going to rule it out, because if they were really calling, just, you know, whatever. And they said, "We want to pay you $5,000 a day, and it would be day rate." And I'm like, "Wow, that's actually a decent day rate, because union wages aren't that good," and whatever. There was, you know. And he was asking me then if I could watch specific Hulk out videos on YouTube and respond to them while I'm talking to him. He's like, can you get on your YouTube right now? And I want you to watch some Hulk out scenes and let me know what you think about them. And I said, I was in the middle of a meeting. I said, listen, I really appreciate that. I'll look at them later.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've seen this before. I had to actually do this for, you know, barelypolitical.com. You've seen me do this. So I kind of started thinking it was a little bit screwy. He's like, why don't you call me back later? So then he started calling me on 2 to 3 different numbers. And when I'd call back the number, they were fax machines. So I started thinking, this is totally bizarre. I kind of let it go.
Yeah.
And I'm like thinking, whatever, strange phone call. They kept kind of calling. It was not connecting with them. They leave a message, whatever. Then a woman that I'm friends with, you might even know her, Janet Marsico. I don't know if you've ever met her. She's a friend out here in New York.
I don't think I've met her yet.
She calls me up, Chrissy, and says, I got the most bizarre phone call. And I know, mind you, I didn't even think any of the two were related. They said that they want me to watch what happened when she actually got on the phone with him while she was watching these Hulk out scenes. Meanwhile, the guy is jerking off on the phone while she's watching the Hulk out, just responding to it. She's like, well, I don't know. I think I could do that and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like dying when I'm hearing this. So he basically calls up girls, tells them that this is his fetish. He wants you to watch Hulking out of the Incredible Hulk, mind you, of Bill Bixby turning into the Incredible Hulk, and watch your response. And he jerks off while you're talking to him about that.
How is he getting your phone number?
I don't know. He called me and Janet. I'm like, Janet, how did he get, you know, I don't know. And so he's soliciting, I don't know how many other, Chrissy, if your phone rings bizarrely and he wants you to watch Hulk out scenes, he's definitely... hands is in the pants and he's going for it while you're not even doing anything. You're just talking about Bill Bixby turning into the Incredible Hulk, which is so bizarre to me. Thought I'd share that with the listeners. Beware that there is no W9 show in New York with a Hulk, She-Hulk. It's not real. Waste of time on that one, but yeah, I thought you'd find that interesting.
I did find that as well. Thank you. So now I know. If I get that phone call, I know.
Yeah.
I'll be like, you know, I know what you're doing with your hands right now.
I know what you are doing with your hands. You are not fooling me. Oh, my God.
Warned me already.
Yeah.
Well, Colette, let's go to our forum question.
Cool.
So this week's forum question comes from the Muscle Central section on rxmuscle.com, and it comes from board member Robert De Strongman.
Love that.
And he asked the following, Colette. So, with the weird emails you get, how do you deal with it? Humor? Disgust? So, what would you answer to him, Colette?
You know, Chrissy, I take everything... You know, in this business, don't you think that, like, we almost become numb of this stuff? Like, I think when you're really naive and you get these emails, you're like, oh my gosh, that's so disgusting. But, like, honestly, I almost find it somewhat entertaining because I have realized in life, at least this far of my 35 years... That nothing is off limits for people. Gerbils, Hulk out scenes, underwear smelling. I mean, it's like, I have just, you know what? I've almost just realized that, like, what about you, Chrissy? I don't even know if there's anything off limits anymore.
No, I agree with you. I find it a little entertaining. You know, some are flattering, you know, the very
right.
nice pleasant emails. And then, you know, like you said, we get other ones about, you know, remember the one wanting to buy your dirty thongs and stuff like that?
Not good. I'm not selling my dirty thongs. But people are into this stuff, you know? They're really into the most bizarre. If you have any fetish, you can act it out in this world. And then you can email me and Chrissy on it. Somehow, you and I, they want us to do it for them. You know what I mean? It's just... So, yeah, I think it's more... I don't know. For me, I find it... I really don't... I mean, some of it's kind of a little odd. But I find it more odd than I do disgusting or humorous. It's just kind of interesting to see the views that the world we live in now. It just tends to just get wilder and wilder.
Absolutely.
Well, Chrissy, I think on that note, before we get to our guests, I think we need to give our sponsor some love and take a little 2-minute break.
See you in a little bit.
Muscle Girls, Inc. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent, legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot.
to the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Hi, this is Javilla Rodanienia, and you are listening to Muscle Girls Inc.
She earned her pro card at the 1992 World Amateur Championships, making her the first woman in the United States to ever accomplish such a feat. She has been on the Miss Olympia and Miss International stages, placing as high as second in the 1998 Miss Olympia and winning the 1997 and 1998 Miss International. Shortly thereafter, she walked away from bodybuilding competitions to pursue acting and now owns her own studio called Fitness Exotica in Washington State. We are talking to none other than the remarkable Yolanda Hughes. Yolanda, how do you like that intro?
Hey, I couldn't have done it better.
We are so happy to have you on the show. And I think our listeners, we've been doing kind of these retroactive shows and talking about people that were in the industry and really big in the industry. So you're kind of a real highlight. So let's kind of get to the beginning of this. Yolanda, how did you get started into lifting weights?
You know, I got started into lifting weights with my brother, who was a football player, just right out of high school. And you know, my first competition was shortly thereafter in 81, and I was a gymnast, and a power lifter who was also a professional wrestler spotted me and asked me if I would be interested in competing in one of the little local competitions. And he trained me for 4 weeks and put me on what was a diet and chicken and green beans and rice, and after that, plain eating food, I decided I couldn't take it and fried up some chicken and had green beans and macaroni cheese.
And I you're one of my favorites well. Because I love macaroni and cheese
I
too.
Know.
Oh yeah, I am a macaroni cheese kind of girl.
Oh, me too. So Yolanda, so many people would wonder back then, why did you choose bodybuilding and not fitness with a gymnastics background?
Well, in 81, they only had bodybuilding. They didn't have the fitness competitions then.
Wow, when did fitness start then? We forget
fitness
that.
Fitness started in the 90s.
Oh, wow. Oh. Now, do you think if there was fitness back then, Yolanda, what would you be doing now? I mean, like, you know what I'm saying?
More than likely, I would have competed in fitness than bodybuilding.
Yeah, and Christy, I don't know if you've seen like some of her routines, but she would do back handsprings. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
And Yolanda is a very muscular woman. I mean, so to see her doing that stuff.
And to do that,
yeah,
with
awesome.
That flexibility.
It was very
that's awesome.
So, Yolanda, you won, you're one of three women that won the World Amateurs, because I'm actually another one of them, and Peggy Schoolcraft, the other one, that went over to Spain. Now, what did you think of that experience? Because I thought it was amazing.
It was amazing. I competed twice in the at the Worlds, and it was in 91, which was in Italy, and then 92, which was in Spain. And I lived in Germany at that time. So, you know, they invited me back in 92. I think I placed second in 91, and then they invited me back for 92, and that's when I won.
Wow, that was awesome. I know it was a great experience. I love it. When they played the American anthem, wasn't that amazing? When you're on stage and they're like, oh.
Yeah.
It brings
it
tears
was awesome.
To your eyes. Yeah.
And Yolanda, why were you living in Germany? What made you decide to live there?
Actually, I was married to my husband was German, is German, and yeah, that's what took me to Germany.
So you guys met. Okay, so this gets interesting. So here you are, you're living in the United States, and then you meet him like through bodybuilding, and then you move out. No. Okay.
No, actually, he was in the States visiting on vacation, and I met him, and I guess I knew him for maybe all of 3 weeks, and about 3 months later, I went over to Germany, and 8 months later, we were married.
Oh, my gosh.
So we were married for 22 years.
Now, are you still married?
Just recently got a divorce, whole week now.
Yolanda, I didn't know that. Wow.
Well, you know what? It's not something that I radio broadcast.
Yeah, I know. Right? Until now. Way to go. Muscle Girls think we cut, you know, the edging news here right here. Oh, so 22 years and then that's, wow.
So yeah. We just grew apart.
I know. I always say this with relationships. Like, Dave and I aren't married yet, and I feel like it's just like, I get so nervous about marriage. I feel like it's just... It's so dynamic, the world that we live in today. And and things are changing. If, like, two people don't change in that same way, it seems so difficult to just, I don't know, relationships are complicated. So being that said, you never had children, am I right? There's no children?
No.
Which makes it definitely a lot easier.
Yeah.
Okay, Yolanda, I have to ask. You competed in the Miss Olympia. You placed second. You won 2 Miss International titles, and then you disappeared from bodybuilding competition. Why was that?
You know what? I had competed for a total of 19 years, and I just felt like it was time to start a new chapter in my life, and I really wanted to start focusing on my relationship with my ex. And so I thought, okay, let's take some time off and see what else is out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took some time off, and actually in 2005 I was going to compete in a fitness competition, and the gal who had been training me, Debbie Houck, she was like, Yolanda, if I were you, I wouldn't go back on stage because you don't have anything to prove. You just need to move on with your life. And don't be one of those who keeps coming back. And, you know, I just think you need to do something else. Find yourself something else to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, I'm going to compete in the fitness competition. Well, you know what? I tore my Achilles tendon. So that, for me, was a sign to...
Mm-hmm.
Stay off stage and start a new chapter. And while I was down, with my Achilles tendon, I saw something on Oprah out of my peripheral about pole dancing. And I'm like, that's what I'm going to do. I don't know anything about it. And I had taken a class out in L.A. at Crunch. And, and I thought, this is great. I'll bring it here to this town that I live in, which is a college town, and open up a studio. And so that's what I did.
Well, before we get into the whole how you started Fitness Exotica, you had this between, so you leave bodybuilding around 1998, and then
are you in
California before you started pursuing the acting? Like, when, you know, for those of you who don't know, Yolanda is in the movie Rollerball. So now, what happened with that? Like, because I know in the back of my mind, it's always like, maybe Colette will be on the movie someday, because I've done a little acting here and there. So did you enjoy that part of your life? Did you think, wow, maybe I can be a movie star?
Well, you know what? It was something that I always wanted to do. And as a youngster, I had moved out to California, and I lived in San Clemente. And I had gone on a few auditions and didn't land anything. And I just thought, okay, well, whatever. I was in Vibe magazine. There was a photograph of me, and the producer of Rollerball happened to see my picture, and the casting agent called me and said, you know, we're interested in having you come out and audition for, you know, this movie. And they had already started to shoot the movie in Montreal. So what I did was I videotaped myself, you know, reading some slides, and the next thing I know, a week later, I was out in Montreal shooting the movie, and I did not know how to rollerblade, and of course I lied and said, oh yeah, of course I know how to rollerblade, and it was the funniest thing, because when I got there, they pulled everybody off the tracks, so I could go out there and learn how to rollerblade. So that's how I got into that movie. And
so you did not know how to rollerblade, and you learned it just for the movie.
Oh yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was challenging, but you know, after I got the hang of it, I was pretty good at it.
Now, was there any other? Okay, so at that point, do you get an agent and do you start auditioning for more movies, or are you just like, you know, I don't know?
Well, after I finished that movie, I did. I went out to L.A. and tried to get an agent, and of course they were like, well, you're too big, and, mm-hmm. and everyone's going to stereotype you, and you know, there are not many films that would use someone that is as muscular as you are. And I just thought, okay, you know, with that being said, forget it, because I just really was not willing to sell my soul either.
I know. It's like, it's mm-hmm. such a, they just shoot you down. It's like, I always still think that in the movies, I don't know, I would like to see, like, with some of these characters that they're now doing with these superheroes, I would like to see a legitimate person with a physique. It would just seem more believable. They always get these actresses that, I don't know. Like, I'd love to see, like, a real bodybuilder on doing one of those roles, but...
Right.
I don't know if we'll ever see it. They seem Hollywood.
Don't hold your breath.
I know, they're so conservative. They just really just don't go there.
Right. Well, I mean, even the girls that you see, you know, in the movies, they are pretty thin.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, TV adds about 10 pounds to you.
Yep. Remember when Kim Chavesky did that one movie? She did The Cell. She was in there for like 2 seconds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of, like, if you blinked or went to the bathroom, you might not see it, but she was in there.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yolanda, I wanted to ask you more about your fitness studio, the Fitness Exotica. And I wanted to, what type of classes do you offer there?
Well, we offer classes, other than the pole dancing, we have classes like booty camp, which is boot camp, TNA, which stands for Tush and Abs.
So
Sexy Flexi, which is a stretching yoga Pilates class, Latin dance, belly dance, Girls on the Rebound, which is, we use Kangoo jumps, which are rebound boots. Aerobic class. So yeah.
Now, Yolanda, is this mostly women, or do you have men?
It's all women.
It's women.
Facility for women only, yeah.
Would you say, because you're in a college town, it's like mostly college students, or is it like a whole genre of women?
It's mixed. I mean, I have some women that are in their 60s, their early 60s, that, you know, do not necessarily the pole classes, but the other cardio classes.
Now, Yolanda, does this extend outside the classroom? Do you offer any, like, adult entertainment, like, outside after hours?
No, but, you know, I do go into a club and do, like, demonstrations to promote the studio. And, you know, there's no stripping or anything like that. It's really acrobatics on a vertical pole is what we do.
How fun. But so you, I mean, how, okay, no, you know, we always try and like get the interesting side of stories. Do you ever get like strippers from the area to take the classes to learn some better skills?
Well, I do, but not very many, because we don't have any strip clubs.
Right.
You know.
Because I know in New York City, New York City, they have, these are really popular classes. And I, you know, and I mean, obviously there's like the whole like underground element that I'm sure these dancers, you know, of all aspects, you know, whether it be Broadway or some of the other strip clubs or whatever. But I mean, I could see where they would find that stuff fun to do. I mean, it just, it's a craft, you know, then they could master that and make more money or whatever they need to do. But I know they're taking off. I mean, it's just fun. I know that. At Crunch over here in New York, they have like the cardio strip tees. It's like an expression. You feel alive.
It is. It is. You know what? For me, even though I competed for you know, a number of years and enjoy being on stage. When I started taking classes, it was very different for me to, you know, really, really to be in my body.
Yeah.
To really love it for the way it is. And to appreciate it in a whole different way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, that sensual self.
Yeah.
And it really increased my self-esteem and confidence, and it's okay to be sexy.
Right.
And you know?
Like a, and it's like a different way that, like, I think, like, all of us that lift and train with weights, it gave us that. It's kind of exciting to find, like, another something, because, you know, I've been lifting weights too since I was like 19, and I like to dance as well. Like, I've danced since I was 2, and when I take dance classes, I just sometimes like, God, I really miss this aspect of my life. Like, I could be taking dance classes every single day instead of, like, you know, grinding the weights all the time to make me feel alive. And if, I guess,
right,
if that's the way you want to make the analogy.
I think another way you can another way to express yourself.
Yeah,
you know, like,
exactly,
you said, other than just lifting weights and stuff. You know, yeah, whether it's through dance, you know. And but I have to ask, Yolanda, did you hear about Lauren Powers possibly be on Dancing with the Stars? What do you think about ballroom dancing?
You know what? I hadn't even heard.
Yeah,
she actually danced for Arnold at this past Arnold. She did a little ballroom dancing, and she came out and all in her outfit, all done up by Gentano, with her makeup and her cat eyes and her leopard little ball gown, and she looked gorgeous. And I was wondering if you had heard about that.
Or if you would do that, Yolanda, I could see you ballroom dancing.
You know what? I could see me ballroom dancing as well.
I'm serious. I love it. I've actually... No, I know this sounds funny. We're all sitting here like thinking this is... Chrissy, I've actually... If Dave could even move one foot in front of the other, I would really love to do that, though. I think I could... I would love it. That would be the funnest thing ever, to get into ballroom dancing.
Yeah. I could get into it. Actually, I also have promoted... pole dancing competitions. So,
oh yeah, tell us what happened with that. Remember, Yolanda, you were saying you went all the way over to Amsterdam, and then what happened?
I went to Amsterdam for the World Pole Dance Competition, and I went as a U.S. rep and also as a judge. And the day that I arrived, they canceled the show. Some things didn't happen as they were supposed to. So what ended up happening was the 10 girls that showed up from all over the world, we put together a seminar at a pole dancing studio, and then the girls performed that evening in one of the nightclubs in Amsterdam. So at least the girls were able to perform, but they didn't get paid. And yeah, so we're forming a new committee from that point forward, from March. Yeah. So now we have a committee for the World Pole Dance Federation.
Wow, so we might actually start to see these as more...
Yeah.
Wow, I would like to watch that.
Yeah, it is really entertaining, and like I said, it's acrobatics done on a vertical pole, and the girls are just amazing with the kind of core strength that they have. Mm-hmm. You know, and we have really strict rules about, you know, the costumes and things that they are not allowed to do and allowed to do. So, yeah.
Great.
This just sounds fun. I think Colette and I have to take a little visit to your
studio.
We so do. And then we'll tape it for RX Muscle.
Yeah, that would be great, right? That would be great. Yeah.
Yolanda, being a competitive bodybuilder in the past, do you still lift weights now?
You know what? I really don't lift weights now. Because teaching classes, I mean, I teach 3 classes a day, but I also still do personalized training. And so, you know, lifting myself up on the pole or, you know, doing a booty camp or something like that. As a matter of fact, I said in July I was going to start lifting weights again, at least a few days a week.
Uh-huh.
I know, when you get so...
Yeah.
You know how you... Because it's... Like you said, you're exploring different venues, and then... With me, it's like I don't even like to take time off out of the gym when I'm after a show, because I just feel like if I do, I just could fall into other things. You know, I like to do so many different things. I could see myself taking dance classes or just not being in there.
Right.
And then you do miss it, but then you're like, God, there's always something else. So it's one of those love-hate relationships, you know.
Like, right. Yeah. Well, you know what? The thing is, though, my classes have kept me really in pretty good shape. I'm pretty lean, not as muscular. I could probably do well in a fitness competition. They may even tell me I'm still too big, but I'm perfectly fine with where I'm at right now. I really feel great with where I'm at and loving my physique.
You know, what would you say to other female bodybuilders? Because I know that I talk to so many of them that struggle with when to say when. I mean, because you know, people are competing into their 50s, which I think is amazing, super inspirational, makes you feel like you could do this forever or walk away from it and come back to it whenever you want to. But then there's the ones that feel like, you know, I just, it's done, it's, you know, it's past its time, it's played its course. How do you say when to say when? And then how can you walk away without feeling like, oh, there's guilt? That's what they're saying. Like, they feel like tremendous guilt if they don't do this every year. And then they're just finding themselves wanting to explore other things.
Well, you know what? For me, it was really hard to walk away as well. But I knew that it was time for me, because I wanted to do other things with my life. And, you know, at that point in time, too, my relationship was really important to me. So it was like, okay, let's take a step back and let's reevaluate. Because when you are in the sport and you want to be the best at it, you become selfish, regardless of how you look at it. It's about you. And sometimes that can be very wearing on a relationship, because maybe the other half is feeling forgotten. Because it's all about you always. You getting ready for a show. You working out. You eating at a certain time. Can't go here because, you know, you're on a diet. So, you know, I have to really take a step back and look at that and go, you know what? I have really been selfish. So, you know, I can understand where, you know, my ex was coming from.
I mean, he was supportive. He must have been. He was with you during all this time, then, because you guys were together.
He was
22 years.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
The whole time.
I mean, Yolanda, so, I don't want to get personal, but was it just a matter of growing apart? You think is it, or was? I mean, I don't want to even go. But
we just grew apart. You know, he had other interests. When I quit competing, he stopped working out, and we just kind of grew apart.
Now, do you?
You know, and. I learned a lot. He taught me a lot about myself, and one of the biggest things that he taught me was about the selfishness, you know, the opera singer, me. So, you know, and the respect, and it was a really good thing for me, because I took the time to look at myself and I stopped pointing the fingers, because everything that I accused him of not being for me, it was really me not being there for me.
Yeah, you sound so good. Like, and I think that's kind of what we always just try and finish with is, I don't know. Life is a journey. It is a journey. And the bodybuilding, the world, the fitness, I don't know. It's always with us. I always say it's kind of like a disease sometimes. You kind of, once you have it, you never get rid of it. You just kind of have to control it and be at peace with it, because it can make you crazy. You know, like you said, when you said you love your body now, I think I'm always still struggling with when I love my body and when I don't. And I just want to love it every day.
Exactly.
And if I can ever get there, I mean, Yolanda, you sound like you're there. I still struggle with, I just want to love it every day. And, you know, and love yourself every day. And then you just have to find that happiness. And you sound really at peace with everything. Things are going so great. So I'm really...
Well, you just said it. You have to find that happiness, because nobody else can give it to you. What you are not able to give to yourself, do not look for someone else to give it to you.
That's true.
That was a key for me.
Now, do you ever want to get married again? Or you think you're just...
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, me and my ex, we're really good friends. And, you know, everything went smoothly. No fighting, none of that. It was all good. And I think, too, because it had a lot to do with me and my perception and looking at, like you said, life is a journey. And I'm always the type of person, how can I turn, you know, make lemonade from these lemons that I feel life has dealt me?
and always try and find something, because there's always a lesson.
Yep, there is.
And to move my life forward, but to also to grow and elevate my life. And that's, life is about winning and losing for me. And I'm all about winning.
Yeah, that's so true. Yep.
So,
Yolanda, what is next for you?
Excuse me?
What's next for you for this year in Fitness Exotica? Do you plan on adding more classes? Do you plan on entering any type of competition? Where can we see you next?
Well, you know what? I think I'll probably do a competition.
Ooh.
I like that, Colette.
Yeah. In pole dancing or in bodybuilding or in fitness?
Well, it will probably be pole dancing.
Oh, cool. You got to let us know, Yolanda. That would be awesome. Maybe we can even, if we're at the point, we could come out and cover it for the RX Muscle.
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome.
I'm telling you.
That would be awesome. You know, and I promote the competitions. So that's my next thing that I'm going to work on, is trying to pull together a national pole dance competition.
Oh, cool. So tell us where to find out all this information. What's your website, and where can people get in touch with you?
It is fitnessexotica.com.
Cool. Fitnessexotica.com, and that's located in?
Bellingham, Washington.
Bellingham, Washington. Christy, we got to get out there. I'm telling you, Yolanda.
It's not so far from me.
It's not far from you at all, and I just have to take that six-hour flight over there. I love to do cross country.
I can do it.
Like a good, you know, gotta prep myself for that one. But Yolanda, I would love to do that. I don't know when it, I'm not just saying it or just talking it, but that would be really great.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
I mean, Christy has a dance background, and so do I. And to film that would be awesome. Great publicity for you guys and everybody involved. So, I don't know. We got to make this happen.
It will be most definitely fun.
Awesome.
And entertaining.
Definitely. Yolanda, thank you so much. And keep us up to date with everything. This meant a lot to us, especially to me, because you've always been one of my favorites. And this means a lot. And we definitely want to have you back.
Well, thank you.
Muscle Girls, Inc.
ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Hi, this is photographer J.M. Mannion, and you're listening to Muscle Girls, Inc. with Colette and Chrissy.
Our next guest has a body that all women can admire. Originally from Brazil, this IFBB pro figure competitor has been on both the Olympia and the Miss International stage. However, despite her flawless symmetry, beautiful lines, and perfectly shaped muscles, she's thought to be too muscular for a figure. This Brazilian bombshell is none other than Juliana Malacarne. Welcome to Muscle Girls, Inc., Juliana.
Hello, Chrissy. Thank you very much for having me here.
No, we're so glad you're able to come on the show. Juliana, I know you're originally from Brazil, and I was wondering if you can tell us a little about how it was growing up there in Brazil.
Okay. Brazil, it's a beautiful country. People are very, very friendly. It's warm. I love there. It's really, really good grow up in that country. It's totally different than the United States, and mentally, people are they're more simple. It's a third word, but it's a beautiful, beautiful country, and people there are amazing. I love there, and I miss.
What's your name? You miss it there?
Yes. I just came back 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I love it. family, friends, everybody in there. It's really...
So is most of your family still in Brazil then?
All my family in Brazil. I'm here by myself.
That's what it has to be hard.
Oh, definitely. It's very hard. But I have a lot of good things in here. It's why I'm here for a while.
So what's your native language? I love this accent here.
It's Portuguese.
Portuguese, that's what it is.
Yes.
Okay.
Gotcha. In Brazil, we speak Portuguese and we have English as a second language. We don't speak Spanish in Brazil.
So it's not... Can you understand Spanish, though?
I speak Spanish.
Okay.
Yes.
Those two languages are very entwined. Portuguese and Spanish, or am I wrong to say that?
They're close. They're close. But it's different. A lot of different, too.
Okay. So, Juliana, how did you start getting into working out?
I started because I wasn't happy with my body, and I have a new boyfriend, and I want to be sexy, be beautiful. And that time, I hate working out, but I think I have to start do something, just make my body looks better, make myself feel happy and more attractive to my new boyfriend.
Now, how old were you at the time?
21.
Oh my gosh, you started working out not till you were 21?
Yeah, never did sports in my life.
Wow.
And I started working out at age 21.
Now, is there pressure in Brazil? Because Brazil is known for, like, amazingly beautiful women, of which you are definitely one of them. So, I mean, was there pressure in that, just being from that culture?
Yes. I have a lot of pressure. You have to be in shape, beautiful. Your butt have to be high all the time.
So do you have Brazilian butt implants? We need to know right here on the air. Let's clear the air, Chrissy.
No.
That's your real butt?
It's my real butt.
Hello, everybody. That is her real butt. Okay.
It's hard work. That's
genetics.
That's
a lot of hard work in there. And genetics, of course. So... And they really want to see everybody in shape in there. And if you are a little heavy, they tell you a lot of, oh my God, you can't be like that. Especially because I have a lot of beaches and shorts and mini skirts there. So you have to be always in shape.
So, Juliana, you're 21, you start working out.
Mm-hmm.
Then how do you get into this whole competing fitness genre? And then tell us about how you got your pro card and then... You know, how it escalated just from I want to work out, look good for my boyfriend, to now I'm a pro figure competitor.
Yes. So when I started working out first, 3 years just doing classes like a step, body scoop, things like that. And lifting weights only extension legs because I just want to have my legs bigger. Bigger, because in Brazil it's beautiful, big legs, big butt, and small upper body. You can't have arms or back. They like big butt, big legs, and small upper body. So I just working out legs and extension and leg curls, and I gained 2 inches my legs in 6 months.
Just doing leg extension and leg curls.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
So people realize, you know what? You have a really good genetics. You should.
Yeah.
Start doing shows. I say, all right, let's see. And somebody give me a DVD. That time it's a VHS.
Yeah.
And I watch something. Say, all right, let's try. And I start doing 4 months after I start really lift weights, I won my first show.
Wow, so just right in.
After 4 months.
4 months after, yes.
Wow.
Now, what's your diet like there in Brazil? What's your food staples? I mean, you know, you always stay lean. So what do you... Let's kind of talk about your diet then and maybe a little bit transition into now.
Same thing than here. Basically, is the potato, chicken, eggs, oatmeal. Same thing, basically same.
So you kind of eat a mixed diet: carbs, proteins, and fats.
Uh huh. I personally love red meat, so I eat a lot of red meat.
I know I say it helps you feel. I mean, I don't know. I agree. And these people that are vegetarians that don't eat red meat, they miss on a very, I don't know. There's something about it. When you feel it, when you eat it, you just have like a ton more energy. It could have a lot to do with maybe the natural creatine or the fact that it's the only absorbable iron that's out there, you know? So
I love it.
Now, do you you stay pretty close to competition weight? Like, you know, she's sitting here in the studio with me, and she looks, you know.
No, really, Colette.
No, you really. Yeah.
I mean, 15 pounds heavier.
You're 15 pounds heavier
than Arnold. I did it 2 months ago. Yes.
Well, this is just to show you how dynamic of a body that she has, because she looks amazing 15 pounds heavier. And I know some people say that, you know what I mean? That like they love your body like this, and that you really have to kill yourself.
Uh huh. Definitely.
To get down to where they like you in the United States. So kind of let's transition. So how do you deal with that? You know, here you are in, and I've seen, like, if you go online, if anybody goes on, sees a European competition, these women that do these fit, they're like almost physique competitions that aren't even, they're not bodybuilding yet, are much bigger than here in the United States. So here you are, you have a look that's, you know, in Europe, and now you're here. I mean, how does that affect you in your training now?
Oh, that makes me crazy, because for you turn pro, you have to do very well in amateur in Europe. So you have to build up your body and be really muscular. No muscular like a bodybuilding woman, but pretty muscular. Uh-huh. And after that, okay, so you are in shape for what they wanna, and you won your show and you turn pro. After that, pro shows is only in United States. You have to come here and start doing your shows here. So it's happened with me. When I came here and I started doing my shows, everybody say that. You look great, but you just look like a bodybuilding. You can't be a figure in here. I decided to stay here and start change my diet, change my working out. But I don't think it helped me too much, anything.
And Juliana, when did you first start competing in the States?
2006.
Okay.
2006.
So did you find like you were placing really high in Europe, and you come here and now you're placing, you know?
Oh, yeah. I never have bad place in my amateur athlete, in my amateur life. Always top three. I never take less than top three. After that, after I turn pro, I never take top five. That's hard.
Okay, so now, Juliana, I'm like one to think that, like, you gotta do this because of the body that you love. I mean, sometimes you just have to like separate like what they want from what you want. I mean, how do you like your body?
I like my body muscular, more muscular.
That's what you like. Yeah.
I don't like my body skinny or how I try do for shows, because I never get there the way they really want.
Yeah. And I mean, and have you like cut down your protein in your diet and changed your training? Like, to how to do?
I think I did everything I could to try to like do different. Arnold, I did 2 months ago. That was my worst pre-contest ever, because I stayed 3 months without lift weight. That's the worst thing can happen.
So 3 months, you did not lift weights?
Nothing.
Three months.
Doing cardio, running 5 miles every day, and doing more hour extra cardio, elliptical or bike or something. But lift weights, nothing.
I mean, did you do like abs or anything?
Once a week, something for butt.
Okay.
Once a week. And my diet, I cut my protein maybe less than half.
So how many ounces do you think you're eating?
How many ounces? Yeah. Maybe 3 ounces per meal.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's 21 grams of protein. That's not a lot, you know?
Just a little. And still I was muscular.
Here's what you guys got to realize. How tall are you?
5'2".
And what did you weigh? And they're telling her that she's still too muscular. What did you weigh at the Arnold?
114.
Well, yeah, wow. You're still, yeah. I mean, you are, you could, Julianne, I know you don't want to ever hear this, and people say this, but you really could be a top-notch lightweight bodybuilder, or even step on stage, uh-huh. You know, at, I mean, look at, Diana Cadeau is about 5'2", and she was really, one of her best competitions, I think, was a couple years ago at 124. I mean, I don't think that would take much for you to even,
okay,
you know.
I'm pretty sure not.
To get there, I mean, it's just something you don't want to do? It's not like...
Yeah, I don't want to do because I don't want to start doing bodybuilding now. I want to retire. No, we start something new right now. Do you understand?
Right now, yeah. Because
that's the thing. So yeah. I have to build up my body for be a bodybuilder. I don't have enough muscles to be a bodybuilder. I have to have more arms, more back. And I don't know if I want to do that now. That's the thing, you know, for... That's the thing.
It's yeah. You've got one of these tough because I mean your body is it's show stopping. We're at the Chrissy, you weren't at this after party, I don't think, but we're there. And no, I'm not kidding you. I mean, there's Julianne, and I've got like all my Yahoos like, who's that? Oh my god, Clint, you got to hook me up. I'm like going, oh gosh, it's just, you know, it's Julianne. You know what I mean? And here it's like you kind of get sent mixed messages. You're doing everything you can, and you look so much for the stage to give you back something, and sometimes it just doesn't. You know, it just doesn't do it because it's like you're admired by many, and people would die to have your body, including myself. You know, and then yeah, you know, it's not what.
Definitely, it's hard.
It's hard.
It's why I think I'm not doing shows anymore. You know, because this I did everything I could do to try. Even like eat half the protein, don't lift weight, but nothing happened.
I mean, Yolanda, this, I mean, not Yolanda, God, now I'm losing my mind. Julianne, you know, here is a perspective on this whole thing, and I don't know, take it or leave it, but it's if I were you, and I had this body like that, this gift that you have, because you really have a gift, I would just say whatever, and I would come in. However you want it, because this is like kind of how I looked at my career now, because I'm never going to be Miss Olympia. I know that. I've been on the stage. I placed 14th. I don't do well because, you know, I'm not big enough. I'm like kind of caught in between. Mm-hmm. I'm not big enough. I've got something. I've got a little pizzazz when I'm on stage. There's a little something about me that's kind of cool, but I just figure, you know what? I don't care anymore. I'm going to come in the way I like to come in, however that is, you know, it's Colette. Uh-huh. And then it just build your
business
from there.
That's my idea.
Listen.
If I do one more show, it's the way
you
want to
do it. Because you got a sick body. And it's like, you could just keep going, mm-hmm. compete 10 years from now. Who gives a shit? Mm-hmm. And then if they like it, don't like it, who cares? Look at Monica Brandt. She's never going to probably win for whatever reasons, the conspiracy theories. But like you're still building your business, you know. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
And then it's, mm-hmm. you still got a great body, and people are going to admire you for that body, mm-hmm. whether you ever place. I always forget, like, we think we got a place. Oh, yeah. We gotta win. But it doesn't even it doesn't matter really to the public or the people's perception. They really just say, oh my god, her body looks amazing. I don't know why she's not placing. I would rather have people say that than win when you're like, you know, she's okay. You know? Mm-hmm. It's kind of a way to look at it. It gives you like this feeling like, you know what, then I don't really have to ever really walk away. I just have to have a new attitude on how you like to compete. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's hard because it gets to you, you know. It just kind of beats you up a little bit.
I understand.
Kicks you in the
what
ass.
Mean. And if I'm doing more shows, it's only because I want to do, because I like do diet. I like see the transformation.
Right.
So that's cool.
I think you should do it the way Julianne looks her best. Whatever weight that is, I don't care. Just forget it. You got to like just do it the way your body, you know what I mean? Like it's supposed to be. It really would be something to see.
My legs would be bigger.
Yeah, I love it.
More than ever.
I love it. You know what I mean? I love it.
Well, Julianne, you didn't train with weights for 3 months. So did you notice your muscularity go down a lot over those 3 months?
No, really. They went down, of course, uh-huh. did it. But no, really. As much I was expect, no.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm. That's why people always think they're going to lose muscle. Oh, I'm going to lose muscle.
It's 3 months. It's a long time.
Yeah, sometimes it's not as easy as you think, you know? It's, you know, muscle's pretty, you know, it's not, you know, everyone's like, I'm tired, I'm going to lose all my muscle. It's not as easy as, you know, everyone likes to think that.
And what's hard, I think, for me, make me totally depressed. I couldn't look myself at the mirror.
Yeah,
because
that's, yeah.
I feel horrible. Even I know I'm not horrible. Everything's fine.
Right.
But the feeling, it's, oh my God, I don't want to do this anymore. I was unhappy totally. It's the pre-contest ever. Maybe
that's
the easiest one. Because I don't have to work now.
Right, right.
But that's for me, it's the worst ever.
Right, definitely. Well, you know, just Juliana, I want to kind of find out a little bit about your personal life. Now, are you still involved with somebody in Brazil? Like, I've heard you've had a kind of a significant, not really, you're not married, right? But a
no.
boyfriend in Brazil?
I'm not married.
Okay.
My boyfriend. It's the same boyfriend when I started, when I want to go to Fitness Think.
Okay.
We are together for 15 years almost.
Wow.
And we never get married, and sometimes I wanna, but he never was prepared for, but he's a great person. I love him.
And he's still in Brazil?
He's still in Brazil. That's the hard thing.
Oh my, so that's, you were home just in Brazil, probably seeing him and family. Okay.
Yes, in six months, I try go for 2 or 3 weeks to Brazil, and sometimes he come here, stay a little bit with me. But just getting hard because now he want to get married. And I moved here 2 years ago and I'm doing very well. I'm working here and I don't want to go back to Brazil. So we were thinking about what we will do. But let's see. But it's really, really hard. You have somebody you love and...
I know.
Older.
Especially 15 years, that's a good history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, Juliana, talk about your work. Now, I know you were, you know, a good friend of ours, Justin Miller.
Uh-huh.
We love. I know you were working at Power Fitness. I don't know if you are still. Are you still?
I work at Power Fitness in Old Brookville. I work as a personal trainer, and I teach spin classes over there. And I work in people's home. I have clients at the home. Maybe somebody listen. Interesting.
Yeah. So you do personal training in?
Personal training home. And diet. I help people for shows.
You do? Okay.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a website, Juliana?
Yes, I have.
That people can get more information.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that, Juliana?
It's at julianamalacarne.com.
Let's spell that out to our listeners.
www.julianamalacarne.com,
right?
Dot com.
Gotcha.
BR.
Oh, dot BR.
Yeah, dot
okay.
com. Dot BR.
Okay, so dot com. dot BR. That's important.
Brazil.
Yes. Brazil. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell us
I
about.
I love her accent.
Oh, I know. Isn't it great? We can listen to it all day, right?
I feel so bad. You have no idea. Oh my God, I'm doing a radio show. Oh my God.
Oh, no, you're doing fabulous, and I love your act. I was like, wow, her act is awesome.
Now, Juliana, you wrote a book in Brazil.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so what's next for you on this platform? So you wrote a book in Brazil, now you're writing one in the United States?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I wrote a book in Brazil, and I have a DVD when I'm doing my preparation for my pro shows. We made a DVD, and I wrote a book talking about my life, my biography, and talk about working out, about diet, everything.
And what's the name of that book?
Idle Works, number one.
Okay, Idle Works?
Number one,
okay.
Yes.
Great. When can we see that on the, when is that going to be completed? Well, that's already completed. That's the one in Brazil.
That's completed, yes.
Okay, and that's in what language?
In Portuguese.
That's
Portuguese.
And you're going to write one?
Now, I have a partner and I have a doctor also.
Oh, good.
Three. We are together writing a book, and this book is talking about a lot of things. How you can make the aging process regret.
Okay.
So we have idea to do a lot of things in this book. Not only talk about working out, but talk about diet, about food, about lifestyle in general, exercises, and about the Brazilian secrets.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, we have a partner in Brazil, so we start to eat. We are working my JM lifestyle, Juliana Malacarne lifestyle.
Okay.
We have products for skin, for hair, and for what else? I think about some specialist foods.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Great.
And when will that be available, Giovanna?
We are working this thing. I think in 6 months, about 6 months, I will have my book and my JM lifestyle with new products starting.
Oh, awesome. And will that be available on your website?
Yes.
Juliana, you were with JM Mannion for their management group. Or is he still your current manager for the upcoming season?
Yes.
Okay, so how long have you been with him now?
About a year. About a year we are working together. And we have a website also, fitnessdivas.com. I have pictures of me in there.
So fitnessdivas.com, okay.
Fitnessdivas.com, yes. And I'm with him for about a year, and he is my only sponsor. I don't have other sponsors, anything.
So you're obviously looking for other sponsors, as always.
Yeah,
yes, I know.
Definitely.
I mean,
it's expensive.
Oh, it's
totally.
It's very expensive, and it's just a shame that it's not easier to get. You know, like more and more.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, that's a sad thing with our industry is everything gets done for free. You know, everybody wants a little piece of us for free.
Yes,
and
that's
true. And some of it's good. You gotta self promote yourself, and then. You just hope to get some, you know, that it pays off, that you get kickback and somebody kind of finds you and invests in you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So Juliana is definitely looking for someone to, if there's anyone out there, there's no doubt, you know, please contact her at either her website, Juliana Malacarne.
lifestyle.com.br,
and then mm-hmm. her other JM management, they can get in touch with her through there as well.
Uh-huh,
so.
Yes. And I want to tell one more thing about my JM lifestyle. We are in process to speaking with companies and maybe co-branding some companies they have interest in, maybe have my name and do something, not only in the United States, in Brazil and South America, because I have a very good relation with South American countries. I'm always travel there, doing workshops, seminars. So maybe have some company interesting co-branding my name with them products. I'm really interesting, not only for United States, but for South America in general.
You know, especially, you know, Julian, I could see you doing like, I don't know if you're up at late at night, those fitness commercials where they're looking for a nice body to promote like fitness equipment. Have you ever seen? I don't know. I watch way too much late night TV. I'm into everything as you can buy it on TV, as seen
You're
on TV.
You're always buying those things.
I know, but you know, just because they always look for a really healthy, fit model to promote different types. I mean, we're talking mainstream, you know, like Bowflex, fitness equipment type of stuff. You know, so you never know. Like companies like that, I could totally see that would put your name on their stuff. You know, kind of thing. Which would
that's my idea. Just do something different. Use. A lot of years doing this, and have to try take some advantage, working advantage of it.
I mean, that's the thing. You can't everybody out there, you can't think that you're going to go out there and you're going to compete and that it's just that competing is going to be a means to an ends to mean, because that's really what it is. It's not going to make you $1 million. It's just a platform. Mm-hmm. And then you have to, it's about you. Mm-hmm. It's about you taking what you got. And the stage is great. It gives you a certain, you know, validity or whatever, pro status, whatever thing. But because you become a pro doesn't mean anything. It's really what you do with that that's going to get you the gigs and it's going to get you the money, you know, and what you do outside of that. I mean, right, Chrissy? I mean, are you making $1 million competing?
Absolutely.
What's the last? How much money have you made? Yeah, I know. You know what I mean? I lose money competing, actually. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
you're right.
I mean, shit. If I think about the money, oh God. So, Juliana, what's next for you?
Next for me, I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking about still. I'm not sure. Maybe if I'm doing one more show.
You do it Juliana style, man.
Atlantic City.
Maybe. Yeah, you do it your style, man. You get back in the gym, you train because you love to train, and you do it because you know, man. I sometimes I don't like to compete because I love to train so much that I don't like to get to diet down so much because then I can't train as heavy. I got this whole emotional thing going on, but it's like if you took that away from me, then I'd be like, God, you know, I don't even want to compete.
Oh yeah,
you take
you
that
have
away.
No
you
idea
know
how hard is that.
Because it's the emotional. It's the reasons why we train are so much more than just sometimes how it makes us look. You know what I mean? It's an emotional connection to that all. You know, I have to say one other thing. You know, Juliana, I had a girlfriend. Her name's Luciana, which is interesting. I don't know if there's a lot of Anas for herself, but her name's Luciana, and I don't know if she's listening, but she's a very beautiful girl. She lives in New York City from Brazil, and she had the same thing. We'd all be like, why aren't you? Because I was bodybuilding at the time, and I'd look at her. All I know is when I tell you that this woman had the most ridiculous legs, I wish I could think of her last name because then everybody would be searching her, but she, that's all she cared about. She said the same thing you said. I said, why don't you train your upper body? She had a very slim type of upper body. And when I tell you, she had a huge ass, but this was real. This was a real ass. And these retarded legs. She would train legs 3 times a week. And when I say train them, she would go 315 on the squat rack and to the bottom of the floor. I mean, repping it out. And I'm like going, I can't even do 315, you know? And she would love to train legs. And I was like so intrigued by people. And I was like, and she's from Brazil. And they said they don't like big upper bodies.
They don't like it. They hate it.
They hate it.
She's a prejudice.
She was like, I will not train my upper body. Mm-hmm. She's like, did not want big arms. So she had this very, like, kind of like fitnessy type upper body and retarded legs.
Yeah, that's beautiful. They love it.
That's what she said. Now when you say it all makes sense. She's like, that's what's in. That's what Brazil is about.
Totally out of proportion, but they love it.
She's like, I will not be a bodybuilder because I do not want to build a ridiculous back and shoulders and arms. She's like, I'm not doing it. So that's the culture. They're not into that. It's all about the booty.
You know what's interesting? In here, sometimes I'm with friends or some guy at the gym, they come to me and say, and look at that girl boobies, oh my god, or look at that. I never heard in my whole entire life my brothers or boyfriend of mine or a friend of mine say about that, look at that boobies. They always say, look at that butt. Oh my god, I never heard. That's very funny.
I know, it's all about the booty, man. It's good stuff. Oh my gosh, Juliana, thank you so much for stopping by. You know, it was great having you on, and I think it lets people know who you are. It gives you this is what our show is about. We want to like give the women a voice. I mean, you have, you know, we all need a voice, and it gives people, you know, it gives you a little more character on stage. They know what you're about. You're not this woman up there that, you know, they're like, God, wow, you know, she's so muscular, but who is she? You know, and you definitely have a lot going on.
Thank you very much for having me here. It's my pleasure. Great opportunity to talk about something, about my life, about me.
Yeah, people get to know you, Juliana. You're very interesting. And best of luck on the book and your website and working with JM and the product, you know, all the products that you're starting. And I think that's really great. So thank you again.
Thank you. Colette, yes. I'd like to say something.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Thanks to Justin, my boss at Power Fitness, how he's helped me out.
Justin.
Yeah. I wanna let my email, maybe some people interested
definitely.
In diet, nutrition, things like that.
So it's JULYFIT, FIT@AOL.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Juliana.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you, Juliana. Take care. We hope to see you soon.
Yes, and we'll see her on stage, Juliana style.
All right.
Well, Chrissy, I think we had another exciting 9th episode now of Muscle Girls Inc. We're almost on the 10th anniversary.
I know. I can't believe it's 9 already. I was like, wow, has it been our 9th episode? That's awesome.
I know. So I'd like to thank our guests, Yolanda Hughes and Juliana Malacarne, for stopping by and especially having Juliana here in the studio. And with that, until next week, remember, Muscle Girls Inc., it's not just a radio show.
It is who we are.
Muscle Girls Inc. is an RXMuscle.com presentation. Listen to Colette Nelson and Chrissy Chin every week at the same time. Be sure to download this and all of our radio shows at our website, RXMuscle.com. This has been Muscle Girls Inc.